Lyle, Crocodile. The crocodile himself is here in the building.
What's up, boys? How's it going? How's
life?
What's
up, you killer croc? Oh, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. I love this set. I love this fish. You guys have a really cool operation here.
It used to be Christmas around here.
You do all
everything.
It used
to be Christmas everywhere, Patrick.
Well, on the set.
That is true.
On the set, it used to be Christmassy.
You do a digital set.
Yeah, I do. Well, it's crazy that you guys have like three cameras and five. It's just me and a camera that sometimes works.
And you're 40 times more successful.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
That's tough for us to hear. Maybe don't tell us about how bare bones. I have nothing. And I'm, no, don't do that to us, man.
No, this is really cool. I love that you have a guy who sounds like Jigsaw that's...
Jigsaw out there in Mexico doing his thing, man.
Uh-huh.
Say hello, Julio.
You don't have a producer?
Hello, Julio.
I have somebody who helps me edit the podcast after the fact. But
nobody live doing all this.
You don't have a Jamie.
Jamie.
Everybody needs a Jamie.
The Jamie was a giant change for us.
Really?
Everything.
Yeah, because now we can say if we don't remember something or we don't remember what somebody looks like.
Google pig in the farm. You know, something like that. Like, oh, here's a...
Yeah, pig in the farm. We need a photo. What does a pig in a farm look like?
Well,
now watch this. Just hold your horses.
Pig in the far cry four. Pig in the far cry four.
He's an expert.
Right here, he pulls up Far Cry 4 pig hunting. Where to find pigs for quiver upgrade.
So you
need a quiver more in the game.
He's not all that good at the job, I would say.
Well, there's the pigs. He did it.
He did find a pig.
He's an expert. Okay. How are you liking New York City so far?
New York is awesome, man. I was really stoked and happy the first week I came here because I sold my car and stuff. And the honeymoon phase has kind of ended.
It's over.
Yeah, it's like this is my life now. I gotta
have people started being mean to you. First question: do you walk around wearing this?
Not yet. I want to. It's too cold.
Yeah, it's too cold.
It's too cold.
Do you think about going to like Times Square, hanging out with like Elmo in the gecko costume?
You could be Geico.
I walked around Las Vegas once in the costume, and this 12-year-old kid came up to me. And he showed me on his phone that he had listened to all of my podcasts. And then we took a picture. And then his mom came up behind him and tried to give me $5. And I was like, you don't have to do that.
Wow. It's not one of those. It's
what a mark that lady is. Jesus
We've
Christ.
We've never gotten a 12-year-old.
No,
I would say our audience
it's
is
one of
not
Caleb's
skewed,
goals.
So we just need one.
There's one pick with a 12-year-old.
Well, because they'll start going to school, spreading it around among all the other people, looking at different toilets or the toilet videos they like.
What did you guys like? Did you guys listen to podcasts when you were 12? Or I'm sure you had YouTubers that you
12,
fucked with.
I used to be a big fan of You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah, so I used to listen to that when I was a kid, and I would play Halo. And I would do that. I was homeschooled, so I'd do that instead of learning.
Really?
Yeah, so I would do that pretty much every day when I was a kid. And then I grew up, and now it's not really my thing.
How long were you homeschooled for?
Seventh grade all through high school.
I have a friend who's homeschooled, and he mentioned...
Now?
Yeah.
What?
Well, no, I have I'm friends with a home... No, well, I have a friend who he was homeschooled.
Okay.
And he talks about how he feels... Too normal for the homeschooled people, but too homeschooled for the normal people. Do you ever feel that way?
I don't relate to that at all.
Blade.
No. I was fully
a homeschool Blade.
I loved being in homeschool.
Really? What'd you like about it?
No fucking school. It was awesome.
Were you lonely? Were you not
Hell
sad?
No.
Really?
I had movies and YouTube videos.
Yeah, I guess.
This shit was amazing.
That's cool.
And then I had to go to college. All of a sudden you're walking in and you have books.
Oh my God.
Shit.
Pencils. What are these?
Yeah, I really didn't know how to use them. I wasn't even the kind of homeschool kid who gets good at something. I wasn't getting good at art.
But that doesn't really ever happen.
Well, the spelling bee. There's one kid who was homeschooled and destroyed the spelling bee.
Instantly, you've been proven wrong.
No, 99% of schooled kids, and yes, schooled, I'm not, because a homeschool is unschooled.
Well, there's no, that's a third thing.
Are beating, well, the numbers don't matter.
Yeah.
But the point is that it's smarter.
What was, was it like a religious thing for you? Was it a teacher or was it your mom
I
or dad?
I got in... with the thugs at my school, and I was
oh.
I was what we call a future thug.
Really?
Yeah, so I got pulled out because of the thug stuff that I was doing.
He what ran kinda? Over a teacher with a car.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I did a lot of really bad stuff. And then my mom was, I was getting suspended, and I was on the verge of getting expelled, and my mom was like, we're taking you out of school.
You got
and
accused
I thought it
of treason.
Was sick.
He was hanging out at a rival school.
I was hanging out at a rival school. I was spreading. Yeah. I was.
Yo, we don't even
secrets.
Have lunch at our school.
I was giving them the football plays, doing sort of very discreet handoffs. Mm-hmm. And so I just ended up being taken out of school.
You're giving the sheet music for
and
the
then
band.
And then I went from, this is a very rare, well, I guess it's not that rare. I went from thug to nerd.
Mm-hmm. Today, do you still feel as though there's any thug remaining within you?
I pray for your sake you don't find out. I pray for you.
I'm a de-escalation gecko now.
Yeah, you don't want to test my gangster, as it were. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it bites.
Do you guys ever imagine the situation? Well, I'm sure you do when you get mugged and what you would do.
I think about this more than anything.
I had a new scenario I came up with yesterday.
Okay.
And this is if you're getting mugged and you're just going next door to get some food. You didn't even bring your wallet because you're going to pay with Apple Pay.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this when I was going to get some food across the street. And I thought, well, someone comes up to me and tries to mug me because, you know, it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
The muggers are out.
They just ate dinner, in fact.
I would be like,
charged up.
I would be like, man, seriously, I don't have my wallet on me. I'm just getting food across the street with Apple Pay. But if you want, I'll go into my apartment and get my wallet for you.
Whoa.
Go in, lock the door. Call the police.
He would come into the apartment with
you.
He
wouldn't. Yeah, I would be like, I don't want you to come in because my girlfriend is home.
Have you guys ever gotten mugged before?
No. I've never been mugged, and I know that because of that, it will be the end of my life when it happens.
I have this, like, I've never been mugged before, and I have this thing in my head, and I'm like, there's no way I'm getting through life without
been mugged. I'm building it up so much in my head with all these scenarios and strategies that I will get stabbed. There will be one word out of my mouth. They'll be like, give me your wallet. I'll be like, well, and then
you'll
they'll
be cycling through
me.
The dialogue right. branch. Where do I go right. from here? And then they'll stab
scum.
I'll be like, oh, this guy's already dying. Obviously, he's having sex. You'll die of natural causes thinking of what to do.
Yeah.
Just trying to do every strategy at the same time of like, just going like, like,
well, I'm
to,
a deaf
yeah,
cop.
Saying, well, I have cancer, and also I'm gay, and then trying to make myself throw up.
I've had the fantasy that I would like appeal to the mugger emotionally.
Right?
I would look at him and I'd be like, "Hey,
man, that's what I always think.
You know what's going on?
You
Why
don't
are
need to
doing
do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but that's not what would happen at all.
You know, the way I would
up.
Actually get stabbed is that they would mug me, and I'd have like $2 $10 bills in my wallet, and I'd try to give them $1 $10. <bill. laughs>
Getting mugged
is 100% what I would do. Yeah.
Immediately looking at the guy and just going.
I also think if they asked for my phone, I would probably go, really?
Here's what I do.
Really,
man?
That's the one thing that like they really can't take anymore because you can just like they have programmed the phones to be mug proof. You can
no,
if you
not
give your iCloud.
There is a Bushwick bandit who has been going around on a bicycle or a motorized
one. Bicycle bandit.
A Bushwick bicycle bandit. He's been going up to people, showing them a gun and saying, give me your money. When they don't have money, he says, come with me. He goes into stores. He'll go into like dispensaries or GameStop. He'll buy an Xbox with their Apple Pay, or they will, and then he'll leave.
Wow.
And he does not kill.
Why not just tell the
why
GameStop
just stop
employee?
Him?
If he doesn't kill, then
that's nice.
Why not
that
just
he
why not
kill?
Just stop him?
That's my
that's
theory.
A good idea.
See, this is exactly the scenario I need to be theory crafting for.
Yeah.
This is what because I'm you know still stuck on a guy who shows me a knife and says give me your money. But what do I do when he asks me to buy an Xbox?
Yeah.
Say, no, man, I don't game.
I don't have time for that shit.
I would go into the GameStop. I would be in
there
for about
split it?
5 seconds. I'd walk out and I'd say, they don't have Xbox, man.
Yeah. I'm sorry. They ran out.
Well, I'm going to go home.
You buying him an Xbox 360.
Well, here's what you do. You spend the amount of money.
An Xbox game and be like, oh, is this not what you want?
You didn't want Stick of Truth? I don't get it.
That is a really good game.
I hope you would want it.
I think the thing that you're supposed to do is you're supposed to look at them and say, I've been waiting for this for a long time.
Yeah.
And then when they say, what do you mean? You run away.
I also think that's another
confusion
scenario.
Tactic.
I 100% someone tries to mug me. There's a good chance I will just try and sprint away.
Yeah. I think there's a good chance I would do something really offensive to get out of it. And so I just don't want to be put in that situation.
When I was a kid, I used to think like if I just like acted crazy,
then
they would be like, whoa, this guy's nuts.
Yeah,
I don't want his money. It probably is crazy.
this guy probably has crazy money
that doesn't work in America.
This guy's crazy. He probably only has coins on him.
He probably just has Monopoly.
That's what you do. Yeah. You walk around with the Monopoly
money. You should walk around with a little bit of Monopoly money.
Oh, you want to mug me? Look how crazy I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have Monopoly money.
It's all money that has your own face on it.
Yeah. Oh, you want Caleb coins?
Fine, here you go. You can only $100 million.
You can only buy stuff at my house with this. Yeah, so it's not really going to work.
And then you have a little closet where you have like red vines and Skittles.
Oh my God, I just thought of an incredible... I just thought of an incredible satirical Idiocracy style thing to do.
Oh, which is bloody hell.
They come to Muggy, you say, sorry, man, I don't have any cash. You got a card reader?
Oh, that would be... But the thing is, with this current state of the world, they probably would.
They would, and you would have to tip.
Yeah, exactly. And then they flip around your own phone, and they say, how much is a tip? You're like, I'm tipping 100% of the fucking mugging?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the mugging tip percents are 100%, 150%, and 200%.
I've been falling into this trap a lot recently.
Getting mugged?
$2.50 for a cup of coffee. They flip the thing. How much you want to tip? I don't know, $2? I'm paying $5 for one cup of coffee now just because this fucking piece of shit wants money. The hell is that? It's fucking killing me.
It is destroying this country.
Yeah, we need to get rid of tipping.
Yeah, we need to get rid of tipping.
How do they do that in the other countries where they don't have tips?
I don't think that they don't really have tipping in like Europe and Australia.
Yeah,
do
you just make everybody just poor?
Isn't it like...
They like actually pay the like people and the waitstaff. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's definitely not the solution. We can't be doing that.
I think in German class, they told me that if you do tip more than like 20% or something, if you don't leave just like a dollar coin or something, they get like offended.
Which I think is not true.
In Mexico, when I was in Mexico, and they don't tip there, really. Well, they do like, but it's, well, maybe Julio could speak to this, I guess. Mm-hmm. But they don't really normally tip, but it's just like
you
an
just
above
weren't
and beyond
tipping.
Thing. Well, no, we were tip every time, and every time we tipped, they would always be like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, it was like to the point where I was like, you have to stop. This is not okay. Yeah. I can't
it's too
be.
Much.
Everyone is looking at us.
Maybe that's
why
nobody
just
tips.
Saved your son.
You probably did. That's maybe why nobody tips there, because they're too grateful.
Yeah.
And it's a little embarrassing. You get a little.
Well, here's a cheat code. You live in a country where tipping is not the norm. All you have to do is move to a tourist city where Americans are going to come and tip you.
True.
And you're going to make twice as much money.
That's and then you act all offended or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's These really are money hacks.
Money hacks.
Have you traveled internationally?
Yeah, I did. I went to Mexico City. Went to all over Australia and Europe. And
were you doing
fun.
Shows there?
I was doing shows. Not in Mexico. I did one show in Japan, which was fun.
Oh, that's wow.
Yeah, there was like 40 people there, maybe. But like
that's pretty impressive.
It was
for
pretty
Japan.
Cool, yeah. Dude. There was like most of them were like expats, but there were like four or five like actual like Japanese people there who just found the podcast from. The computer and
that
stuff.
That is sick.
Have you guys done shows internationally?
No,
I don't we're have hoping to eventually. We got to get passports.
Do a lot of international folks listen to this?
We don't know.
Millions and millions.
Dude, I get come to Brazil a lot.
That's, and I'm like, that's are a you, threat.
Well, no, I get come to Brazil and I'm like, you guys, and then I'll like I'll see a comment that says come to Brazil. And I'll click the profile, and it'll say like that they live in Brazil, and I'm like, "Fuck, maybe I should come to Brazil." They're not just fucking with me.
I thought the whole thing was that you go to Brazil when people say that, and then they want to be mean to you,
chop up your body.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Would you go do a show in Brazil?
Yeah, would you do a show if you knew they were going to chop you up afterwards?
Would I do a show if I knew they were going to chop me up afterwards? I'm open to any and all new experiences.
Okay, well, with that in mind, what if they kept you alive as they chopped you up, so you felt every chop and you couldn't die?
Well, I don't know. I have certain, sadist tendencies.
Well, let's strip the hypothetical question just down to the bare essentials. Would you get chopped up?
Would I get chopped up? That sounds like a euphemism for something else.
Yeah.
Just into pieces?
Just into little pieces.
Would you get chopped into pieces?
Chunks. Chopped into chunks.
No, I actually I would, because there's strength in numbers, and if there were more little pieces of me, I could...
And you're a gecko, you can...
Oh, you're exactly a gecko. So I could, they would all like just become their own little mini-me's, and then
a
I could go and...
A million little Lyles walking around.
You know, I could
and then you can do all your tours. You book a tour, you do the whole thing in one day.
One
fucking day you do the tour, because you have a bunch of mini-you's, and each of them is...
God, that's such a funny idea to book a tour where every show is on the same day at the same time.
Wait, actually, you know how like MF Doom used to do that thing where like imposters? That would be kind of sick to put on a bunch of shows. You just have an imposter doing show.
It's a roulette.
Yeah. Dude, like, one of them will be the real one.
You know what we just invented, guys?
What?
Mormonism.
God damn it.
That's what they do in Mormon temples.
God fucking damn it.
They all do the same thing at the same time.
Is that true?
I think so.
Oh.
I was told that before. Maybe it's not true.
But I was told they do proxy baptisms.
Does every church do it at the same time?
Well, I think they have the, like, the same.
Sunday?
They get the same like
script?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
That's what I would. Well, again, someone told me that. It could be.
Where are you
false.
From?
From Baltimore.
You're from Baltimore.
Yeah, where are you guys,
Baltimore,
from?
I'm from New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Massachusetts.
Okay.
North Carolina,
East Coast boys.
All yep. East Coast.
It's all
status.
East Coast all
all
the time.
East Coast all yeah. the way down.
Have you guys been to Baltimore?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
What'd you
been
do?
To
I was on the news
I drove
there.
Around on it.
Wait, my family
what were you on the
there?
News yeah. there for?
I was on the news with our friend's Girl God, and they were asking me about a viral carrot hack.
Yep, viral and he said one of the most legendary lines
please.
In all
oh, yeah.
of news
that's,
history.
That's worthy of being pulled up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know if we can find this line, but Patrick says,
I
quote, "I can't eat carrots. I'm allergic to carrots."
This is
the one
clip
line
that
said.
I'm not in.
Oh, okay.
This is the one
so we're not
going
to be able to
I'm
find this
in.
Clip.
Yeah, they
Have
used
ever,
my
he,
high school photo
the
as a
delivery
headshot.
Is important. He says it like this. Yeah, I can't eat carrots. I'm allergic to carrots.
The only line I think I said
and that was
on
what
the
they
news.
Let him say. And
first
that was
TV appearance.
That was the first TV appearance from anybody on the podcast, and that is probably going to be the only one.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a lasting legacy.
Oh,
for
it's
us.
That's relatable.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody else who had an allergy to carrots who's like, I can see myself in this man.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. Maybe I'll check out his podcast.
Representation.
Yeah. How do you like Baltimore?
Baltimore's fine. It's not like I wouldn't. I enjoyed growing up there, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Did you eat? Eat crabs
Fuck
every
yeah,
day.
Dude, I love
the crab chip.
I love the crab chip.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I'm a
good
chip. Fan of Old Bay.
Yeah, Old Bay is good.
The
I love
drug
Old Bay.
Drug trade.
Or
into
drug
this
trade?
Drug trade from the shows.
Hey man, I can't give out too much information about my involvement in the Baltimore City drug
okay.
trade.
Don't worry about it. There's
another man.
At the door.
Yeah, well, we'll let right. do that. Well. I hate soliciting so much.
Yeah.
That I really, we need to get a gun for the office because this can't stand any longer.
You guys ever shot a gun before?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you were 13.
Come on. Yeah, I think the last time I shot a gun, I was like 14, and it was like an MP5, and it was not a legal type of gun. And we would go to my brother worked at a paintball field, and we would wait till everybody left, and then we would just shoot guns into all the like trees and shit. And it was fun.
My friends and I used to play with airsoft a lot, and we found out that the airsoft gun hurt enough that you could kind of use it like a real gun, in that you could use it to force people to do things.
Yes,
like you
true.
Could like you could point your fucking airsoft gun at somebody and be like, "Get on the ground right now," and they'll do it because they don't want
it
you.
It does.
It works
feel
the
good.
Same way as a real gun.
Yeah, I never liked any. That was a thing. Everybody I knew liked paintball growing up, and I would play it. And you go home, you're covered in bruises.
Yeah.
Even if you win, you have bruises on you. Mm. It should be the loser
right.
who gets bruises.
Right.
They line them all up
full
and just
heal.
Yeah, exactly.
For the winner.
You shouldn't have
oh, yeah.
you shouldn't be walking home feeling like physically
no,
bad after winning.
You should never feel bad.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Have you guys ever got shot by like a Red Rider BB gun? BB gun?
No.
I got shot by an airsoft though.
Yeah, like a metal
yeah,
BB.
Like a metal BB.
No, I don't think so.
Those
have you
get stuck in you?
Yeah, they
you
can
guys
hurt
remember
badly.
When the AR-15, like I associated it with Call of Duty instead of mass shootings?
Mm.
Yes, that was, well, but there was one in the game, though.
Which one?
There was
the
a
Red Rider
in the game.
Oh
yeah.
There was a mass shooting. Oh,
yeah.
Like Call of Duty 4.
Yeah, so even when I felt that it was a Call of Duty gun, I saw the tide kind of creeping up.
Right.
Yeah. I was like,
kind
this is getting...
The history start to bend.
So if you guys don't know Lyle does a show called... Therapy Gecko. Where you are live taking
calls from anonymous strangers on the phone.
Here's
and,
my
question. Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's ever asked you this. Has anyone ever called and made a fart sound into the thing?
Yeah, people have called and made fart sounds and queef sounds. And
queef. So
how
do you
tell
differentiate
between
the fart and the queef?
I mean, you got to have a trained ear.
Yeah. So you've gotten so many of these calls.
You can tell the farts
even from the first millisecond.
I have two folders in my Google Drive.
So you save them. So what are you saving all these sounds for?
What am I saving the fart and queef sounds for? I'm going to make a cool song with them.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. Put them on a sampler keyboard.
What's the worst thing that anyone's ever called and said into your show? Prank
the worst
style.
Thing. Oh, prank style? Jesus, man. I don't know. Well, I had a guy he very earnestly called me to tell me about how he had a small penis. And about 15 minutes, I was really...
Keeping it together.
Really earnestly like trying to talk him through his low self-esteem as a result of having a small penis.
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt like, we kind of like connected in this way. Not saying that I have a small penis, but we just connected. But
there was something
right
in this way. And then at the very end, he goes, "I'm just kidding. My dick is huge, and you're a dumbass." And then he called it. That just really hurt my feelings.
So first of all, you got destroyed.
I did. I took the bait. I took the bait. But here's the thing. If I had told him he was fucking with me. What if he really did have a small penis? And then he leaves feeling sad.
Can you imagine you're like, God, I've struggled with this self-esteem based on my small penis my entire life. I don't know where to turn anymore. I'm going to try calling my favorite podcaster.
You're a troll.
I guess
that would be bad.
Most people, I get calls about a lot of weird stuff, and most people in the comments are like, this is fake and stupid. But I think a smaller percent of stuff is fake and stupid. I go into it believing things.
Has anyone ever called and you recognize the voice and it's a celebrity?
Ooh,
Gilbert Gottfried or somebody like this. Somebody with a really recognizable voice.
Yeah, I had someone who was doing a Scooby-Doo impression.
You had Scooby-Doo?
You assume it's an impression, but I'm sure.
It could have been Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo's seen some shit.
Yeah.
He's seen ghosts.
He literally knows ghosts are real.
In Scooby-Doo, isn't the whole thing that ghosts are not real? Because at the end,
whatever
supernatural element is then revealed to just be like the mailman.
But he's on aliens.
Aliens are 100% real. Aliens are 100%
The last episode of Scooby-Doo is that Scooby-Doo takes off his mask and he's just a guy doing a really bad dog impression.
Doing a very bad dog impression.
You guys believe dogs can talk.
So you like what you do?
Sometimes. This documentary just came out about me on Vice and I went into it wanting to be honest about my own mental health struggles and whatnot, but I watched it and I was like, "Oh fuck, is my life sad?" You know, and I do like what I do sometimes, but sometimes like what you guys are doing, this is a lighthearted riff roast. It's fun. Do you walk out of this being energized?
Well, sometimes we hurt each other's feelings.
It gets really, really rough sometimes.
We get nasty at each other.
Sometimes we will realize that we said something that we've already said before.
How long have you all been friends?
Basically the exact same time as we've done the podcast.
So tell me, if the podcast is over, you guys are just never going to see each other again.
No question.
No.
Definitely.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Wait, are you trying to psychoanalyze me, you bastard?
I'm just asking
questions.
What kind
of fucking Freud witchcraft are you doing in this gecko suit?
Oh my God, this is the way people, I'll be talking to people. This happens to me in my real life. I'll just be talking to somebody and I just ask them something and they'll be like, "Are you doing your therapy thing on me right now?
Are you a classically trained psychoanalyst?"
No, I'm a crazy.
What'd you
person.
Go to? Oh, okay.
This is the same.
I went to film school in Philadelphia.
The same type of thing always happens to us. We'll be talking to people in our personal lives, and they're always like, "Are you trying to make a list out of me?
Yeah.
Are you trying to listen to me?
Are you
writing
a list right now? Yeah.
Do you guys like what you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do so many things.
Yeah, I know.
I definitely do a lot of other stuff.
Yeah. It's not my only thing.
What things do you do?
I'm a future artist.
Just kind of bon vivant stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. All types of bon vivant type of things.
Three times a day.
I cook a lot.
Two times a day, one time a day.
Yeah.
You cook?
Cooking. Yeah, I actually do cook a lot.
I'm going to give a free shout out to the Factor meal plan. I'm on those meal plans. I hate fucking cooking.
Don't tell me you have a code.
I'm not giving out a code.
Do not give out a code right now.
No. It's not a code. They don't even sponsor the fucking thing.
You do the meal plans?
That's what you're trying to do.
I do the meal
plans.
Here's
my question about this.
They're going to hear this, give you a code.
What happens when you get these meal plans and then you're like, "Oh, I'm in the mood for spaghetti," and then they give it to you and it's some bullshit fucking stupid ass salad?
If you're a good enough chef, you can literally turn the ingredients of salad into spaghetti.
But then
what if you're a horrible chef?
You break it down to all the molecules and you put them back together.
I guess if you are really good at cooking,
you could do that. Mm-hmm. That's a YouTube video right there. I made spaghetti out of salad.
Yeah,
you will see that on your YouTube
page. Isn't that all like molecular gastronomy is like, "Oh yeah, we turn this tomato into an
apple."
That's
alchemy.
Yeah.
You're thinking of alchemy.
No.
You guys know so many things.
Yeah, molecular gastronomy. This is the kind of stuff that we talk about here a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you like this Factor meal plan thing?
I do. I'm trying to. All right. So part of this, like, I watched this like documentary about me.
Is
being
that
sad.
What was so sad about? Is that you're eating out of these plastic bins?
It's been a happy thing of my life because I'm like I've been on a crazy binge. That's my thing is like binge eating, and so like I was like waking up at 3 a.m. and going to the bodega and drinking a Yoo-hoo, but I was like romanticizing it like I was doing heroin in the rain.
Good, yeah.
No, well, it felt good, I guess, in the way that heroin feels good.
So good.
Extremely good.
By the way, because this is something I want to debunk. A lot of people think that Yoo-hoo is chocolate milk. It's not. It's chocolate. Mm-mm.
Chocolate drink.
It's water.
It's water. Yeah.
Chocolate
it's
water.
Although there is milk. In it as a
well, yeah, you gotta have some milk.
Yeah, there's a milk allergen.
You gotta get the milk to get the chocolate, or the other way around.
Get milk to get chocolate.
Chocolate from a bean, my friend.
There's a cookies and cream Yoo-hoo that I'm hesitant to try because I think it'll ruin my life.
Ooh. Like you'll get hooked to this new Yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're in good company. We've all had some level of candy addiction.
What's your guys's?
I mean,
stuff.
Him is everything.
Pretty much all candy.
Kind of all candy. He loses all his teeth every day because he eats so much candy.
Yeah.
He's cracked his teeth on candy.
I cracked my tooth on it was either a gummy worm or some
he doesn't
kind
even
of hard
remember.
How do you crack
so
your tooth
much.
On a gummy worm?
It was bad. It was bad. It was one of those hard gummies.
It was
gummy
like on the bottom of a. It was like on a car's carpet on the ground.
You know he has a candy problem because he gets the types of candies that have like four adjectives in the name.
Yeah,
he's like he's not satisfied with gummy worms. You
super
gotta get
sour,
very, very sour,
super
sour yeah. crawlers.
Yeah.
Have you had the crunchy crawlers?
No.
Have you guys ever had Nerds gummy clusters?
Oh yeah,
they're like the little Nerds gummy clusters. You guys ever seen Jimmy Neutron? They're like the candy from Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah,
so fucking good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Oh yeah,
I had to stop eating candy. So I'm pretty much off of candy. Except for the other day, I had the new churros Kit Kat.
He says new. He knows when they come out.
That's what I mean.
You read the trade.
What it was is I saw the Kit Kat there, and I was like, well, that is a new flavor. I have to try it. And it was churro, and it was, I'm going to be honest, not even worth it.
It was not worth breaking
edge on candy.
Every morning you take the newspaper, you like unfurl it, and you go to the candy section. Yeah. Oh, let's see.
What is Haribo doing?
So the factor has gotten you off the Yoo-hoo somewhat.
Somewhat, just like having a routine of some kind. That's my new thing. I'm trying to figure out how to... this is the thing about Therapy Gecko is that ultimately it is the story of Pagliacci the Clown where I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how to be happy and exist as a person. And so I'm like, all right, maybe the first step is to... not drink Yoo-hoos at 3 a.m. And then I'm like, now I'm trying to get into that,
rush.
Yeah, so I'm on a bit of a spiritual journey.
These days, that sugar makes you happy, though.
Yeah. These days, that whole
clown
nonsense.
That's the premise of Willy Wonka.
Well, that's true.
Did you guys see the Wonka movie?
Not yet.
My wife did.
It sucked.
Yeah, I heard it was
terrible.
Good.
I rewatched the 2006 Willy Wonka movie. It rocks.
With Depp.
Really?
Yeah, with Depp. By the way, they don't give a fuck about it. I like that Willy Wonka because he... Like the new Willy Wonka is kind of like a dope, but this the Johnny Depp one, he hates children.
Yeah.
And he's mean to all the kids, and it's way
funnier. This is his origin.
The new one is Woker.
Oh, shit. No way.
They Willy Wonka or something.
Oh, my God.
They drop a slur in the fucking, in the 2006 one.
Oh, yeah, oh. Sure. They were
it's
cussing
so
up
funny
a storm.
They, when they're wokeifying the new Willy Wonka, that they're like, how do we fix the Oompa Loompas? How do we make this not Willy Wonka having a bunch of jungle slaves?
Yeah.
And then it's that they make Hugh Grant small, and he's like, my God, I can't believe you've enslaved. It's just that he still has a slave, but now it's a quippy British.
Done and dusted, man. We don't have to worry about that anymore. Yeah.
Isn't it? Well, he has multiples of
There's
Hugh Grant
a lot
in the movie.
Stuff,
I don't know, man. I didn't see it.
There's Do we have a Wonka expert that can call
in? I remember
in
the trailer that he catches Hugh Grant in a glass thing like a cockroach.
He catches him?
Yeah, he catches him. Yeah, he catches him.
What the fuck?
Only one of them. I think the thing about the Oompa Loompas that's cool is that there are a bunch of little guys.
Yeah.
I don't care that there's just one.
He only had one Oompa Loompa
the
in the new one?
Only one Oompa Loompa.
Sometime between the prequel and the original, the Hugh Grant Oompa Loompa is fucking.
Yeah,
is
he's asexually reproducing.
He's putting the pipe
what
down.
What does it look like when this person is asexually laying pipe on themselves?
Isn't it strange that... They're all guys. Yeah. How do they make new ones?
Well, again, that's the wokeness of this whole thing.
Let me tell you, they don't show you the girl Oompa Loompas because it's a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm. True, and they'd be bad as fuck. Thick. Crazy thick.
It's something I could only dream of.
And orange as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, is Hugh orange in the movie?
Yeah. Orange with green on top.
He has his orange hue.
He looks like an orange hue.
Yeah, so there we go.
Hugh, that's why.
That's why they got
him. Hugh Greent.
Yeah, Hugh Greent and orange.
They could have made a million different types of hue.
They did. It's there called Oompa Loompas.
Well, no,
it's
no, in rainbow. Different hues. In different hues, they could have made a movie of Hugh Grant as different
colors. Oh my God,
colors.
It could be called The Seven Hues.
It could be called The Seven Hues, exactly. Mm. And so it's Hugh Grant, purple Hugh Grant, red Hugh Grant.
Orange, but what's
and
yellow.
They all have different powers and abilities.
But what if you don't know anything in a movie, they have to do something. What are you doing with just a bunch of
somebody
pieces
stealing
saving
colors? Somebody stealing colors from the world.
Exactly.
There's plenty of movies where nobody does anything,
really,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's, you know what I just watched? I just watched this movie Sideways. I'd never seen this movie before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. I keep confusing Sideways with the one about heroin. There's one about wine and there's one about heroin.
This is really good, guys. This movie's about wine, and I went home and I had a glass of wine.
Wow. Mm.
And I put my nose in it and it just smelled like piss to me. Yeah. And I still drink
it. It always smells bad.
I didn't like it at all.
Wonka movie. No.
I don't think I can get into wine.
I think wine is going away.
I've heard wine is
declined.
It feels ancient. It feels so ancient to drink wine. You feel it's
kind of desert.
Greek. It's desert vibes. Yeah. You drink it out of some organ. I like beer.
Wine is going to go the way of mead and flagons.
Yes, it'll be gone very, very
soon. We're
not
going to see, someone will see a wine glass and think, oh, what am I in a castle?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you like drinking?
I do. Nice. It's not my main vice, though.
Yeah.
It's not my
you main said,
vice. Yeah, Yoo-hoo. Yeah. I like to drink. I drank an entire bottle. I got my latest, big binge was I drank an entire bottle of, it was a chocolatey liquor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't Bailey's? Tell me you just drank Bailey's by itself.
I drank Bailey's by itself.
That is.
Yeah.
You mix it with you?
Yeah, dude. No. I drank a whole fucking bottle of Bailey's, and the next morning I'm like, I gotta get on the factor meal plan.
That's like my.
Well, that knocks two things out of the way right at once. It gets your chocolate and your liquor.
Yeah.
Just ultimate sin.
It's much better than, you know, drinking a handle of vodka and then eating a chocolate bar.
It is actually better than that.
That also sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. Actually.
Do you like Bailey's? Actually, no, it was a horchata.
Oh, rum chata.
Rum chata. It was rum chata. Like a rum chata.
Yes. Yeah. That makes sense. Better than Bailey's, I think.
Yeah.
Because Bailey's is like it's a thick syrup.
Bailey's is a cream.
Yeah.
Bailey's. Just add the bottle.
Really?
In a paper That's bag amazing. On the stoop, drinking the Bailey's.
When I was
bottle.
A kid, I used to think, because they have those little Irish Bailey's like chocolates, and I used to think you could get drunk from just eating the chocolates.
Yeah. We had a big. We were trying to figure out if there were alcohol edibles, and then we tried to make an alcoholic beef stew on this show.
Yeah, and it was a fail.
It was really bad.
You guys ever had vodka gummy bears? That was something from high school.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, where you put them in the thing of vodka, and then they absorb everything?
It. Yeah.
I really? Remember those, yeah.
Wow.
I never had one that was done right.
Mm.
Yeah.
I always had them when they were still sitting in the pool. There was the ratio was off, and then the gummy bears just became this sticky goo.
Mm.
It never worked. But I tried one and it didn't even get me drunk.
I've
it just
had
made me feel sick.
A chocolate ball that had whiskey inside of the ball.
Infused?
Mm. No, like a
filled
liquid
with
whiskey in the ball.
Like a Wonder Ball with
and
whiskey.
It was disgusting.
I can imagine.
It was fucking disgusting. Yeah. It was like $10 for three of them.
Yeah.
It was not a good candy. I think that alcohol. I
and
love
candy
alcohol.
Should not
keep
mix.
It in a cup, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's your ultimate vice? What gets you?
My ultimate vice thus far has been every single one at different points in time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So now I'm kind of on the nicotine pouch.
The Zinx?
Zin.
Very close. The Zin.
The Zin. Yeah. I took one of those and it made me, I feel like the buzz like goes away after a while.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why you just do more of it. Mm-hmm. And this is kind
going.
Of how you form a dependency on it.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's really amazing. And now my wife got on them, and then now she's trying to quit.
Do you really have a wife?
Yeah, I'm really married.
Okay, cool.
She's trying to quit, and now she's saying I can't. She can't see the tin in the fucking house,
mm-hmm.
and so now I'm hiding it. Now I feel
dirty.
Yeah, because
you got to get the rewards.
Yeah, and she's like, "Well, you could just quit."
But the hiding of it is doesn't that give you an even a bigger rush?
bigger the, thrill.
Well, yeah, now that I've recontextualized it, perhaps it will. Mm, now that I'm hiding, but then she's always going to be like, what are you hiding? Mm. And then I'm going to have to make up some kind of pornography.
It's Altoids Sours.
I have them still.
Yeah. And now I'm going to have to develop a real drug problem right. so that I can hide the zin in the
make it easy.
I've been having to come to terms recently that I feel I've had my vices in the past of TV and eating candy and, mm-hmm. and gaming and wasting what time in whatever way. But I think truly right now my vice is literally actually simply sitting on the couch and doing nothing.
This has claimed
this is
many
biggest,
lives.
My biggest struggle
Why
right
is
now.
No, Biden talking about this shit.
That's not a vice. That's meditation.
It's not meditation.
The way he does it.
He's meditating. Uh-huh.
No.
Zero, nothing behind the eyes.
Yeah.
Full becoming a piece of furniture in the room.
Mm. Can't move.
That sounds like good. That sounds like how you do meditation well.
No. Because
are you watching stuff?
I've
or
seen
are you
him
eating?
No.
He's too lazy to get the remote.
Wait, you're really literally doing nothing?
Maybe sometimes I'm on my phone, but sometimes I am just sitting there, man.
That's good. I do think that's good.
I have a vice that I have been doing only in the winter.
What is that?
Where it gets so cold in my apartment that I will take my wife's hair dryer and I'll sit in the bed and I'll just blow my entire body. And she comes and she says, "What the fuck are you doing? You're bald."
Yeah.
And I say, "Shut up.
I'm growing one hair."
Yeah, I'm growing one. My hair got wet. My one hair got wet. My big baby hair.
Yeah. I think all my vices are normal stuff.
Candy and skateboarding.
Candy, alcohol, tobacco, gambling.
I'm trying so hard to have an alcohol vice. I just can't do it, man.
Yeah.
Fall asleep.
You have to go and get stuff.
I want to have a margarita every night of my life for the rest of my life.
But then you fall asleep when you do it.
It makes me fall asleep.
Yeah.
This is where you need to.
Because there's so much effort that's put into making it that
it's
like once you have
just power
a margarita,
through, man. Why are you being such a bitch?
Yeah.
Just power through, drink 10 in one night, and then you'll be able to drink 5
Come
every
on,
night.
Cameron, you can do it.
I'm going to do it.
Drink 15 tequila sodas in one night.
Man.
Cameron, I think you should do what feels right to you.
It feels so right to me to
Here
become...
Here you come with this bullshit again.
That's all I can do. That's all I can do.
How about you say, look him in the eye and say,
you know what feels right to me?
Tell me.
The current U.S. government. With Joe Biden in charge.
There we go. Thank
Rock
you.
And roll.
Do you this get political on your show?
All the time. We always talk about, you know.
Are you sick of this bull crap up in Washington or what?
The public transportation issues?
Well, basically the
whole delays.
Damn thing. Here's my one question. Nuclear bomb Washington, D.C., yes or no? Blow the whole thing up. Start over.
That wouldn't be like, you know how people are upset about global warming and how the Earth's going to die? The Earth's going to be fine, but humans are going to die. But is that bad that everyone dies?
Well, I think it's everything dies.
Yeah.
Well, no.
I don't think it's everything.
Oh my God, a cockroach society.
Life evolves. I've learned this even though I was homeschooled.
Right.
And I wasn't allowed to learn this, but now I've learned this. And so what we're just going to get, the world's going to get hotter. We will get colder.
Do you know what's crazy? I was really getting interested in trying to go to the place where they did the Castle Bravo nuclear test. Cause you can go there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the Bikini Atoll. Atoll.
Bottom.
Atoll. You can go there. You can fully go there and you can go scuba diving and you can look at like wrecks of ships from the nuclear test and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. And the crazy thing is I don't understand how this can be possible that they say it's safe to go there. You can go there, but do not eat anything from there. How can that be okay? If there's a place where you can't eat anything that's there,
Because how did that stuff
the
get
fish
bad?
Exactly.
It was there.
They're fish. They're going to keep swimming.
It's there.
Yeah.
They're fish. They're going to keep swimming. They could go anywhere in the ocean.
Well, that's true. That scares me too.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
It's not that scary to me. I don't care. But how can you be allowed to go there and it be okay, but you just can't eat an apple there?
Wait,
you have to bring all your food. You have to bring food from somewhere else when you go there. You can't eat anything from there.
I had a question. I watched Oppenheimer
the other
day. Where
is this place?
In the Bikini Atoll.
It's somewhere in
the Bikini Atoll.
It's in the Pacific. It's between, I would say, if I had to guess, I'm not a geography guy. It's somewhere between Australia, Japan, and Hawaii.
Maybe they tell you not to eat anything because it's so good.
I need you at the helm of the ship.
Yeah.
You will be telling me exactly where to go.
To guess.
Yeah. I watch Oppenheimer, and they do an explosion in the movie in the middle of
Trinity. You can go there too. In the middle of New Mexico. They let people in there every 10 years.
I was watching the movie. I was like, "This is this whole secret thing, and you did all this outside, and nobody fucking noticed."
Well,
that's
all the
crazy.
Native American people noticed who they
Yeah, but they didn't.
Sick.
They didn't tell anyone. Those people weren't like. Hey.
Well, I'm sure they did tell people, and everyone was like,
"Yeah,
what are you,
sure,
what are you talking? Yeah, okay, buddy." No, there's like a great cloud blanketed the sky,
and they're like, "Oh, yeah."
A rain of black ash fell down and made us very sick. Oh, you're off with your mythology again.
I couldn't believe how long that movie was. That was too long.
3 hours.
Yeah, did you watch it on a plane?
No, I watched it on my couch, and it took 3 sessions of watching.
Ah.
But one day.
Is it worth a watch? I haven't seen it.
Yeah. It's so fucking
There's
good.
A little,
I love that
movie. Honestly, I saw it in the theater, 100% not kidding, a little bit too much nudity for my taste.
The nudity
is a little overdone.
It was incredible.
Who's nude?
Florence Pugh.
Is the nudity like? Is it in a context where it's like, all right, this needed to be in here for...
I mean, I never feel I need to see anybody's body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I need to see your body.
I think that's
not
the first
a good
nudity
context.
On IMAX.
Really?
Yeah. So
what did it look like in IMAX, the nudity
huge.
Body?
Gigantic. Floor to ceiling. Imagine a warehouse where you're looking at a naked Florence Pugh that takes up the entire room.
Okay, yeah, I could see how that would be, at least like
it
the
was
spectacle.
Crazy to be, also,
be
and
different.
Imagine you're in a room with 500 people.
500 guys who wanted to see Oppenheimer just...
Whoa.
Wow.
Just you hear everybody in the theater go, whoa!
Yeah.
At the same time.
Holy.
Holy crap.
What the?
Those are big.
Wow.
Well,
that's the real bomb.
Yeah. Yeah. We have, because we know that you give advice to people.
So, sort of.
Yeah, well, we've watched hours and hours of your show.
Well, you have therapy in your name.
You have therapy in your
name. I do.
And
I
also
do.
You're green.
I am green.
And a little bit of kind of yellowish as well.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, I had a question. Why'd you go for Gecko?
Do you believe that you can be anything that you want in the world?
Mm-mm. No, definitely not.
Well, I do.
Okay.
And
you
so I
chose
to be a
gecko. I like that attitude.
Are you
I
worried
like
that Geico is going to come after you?
Yeah, is this a Geico gecko costume?
I legally cannot answer that question.
I believe that is actually true. We found some people who are very in need of advice.
Oh,
and
sure.
We need to kind of solve their problem.
You know what? Yeah. Let's. You know what? You know what? Yes, I do give advice. Yes.
Yes.
I'm doing time. I got to be more confident.
And now you're plugged in.
And now I'm plugged in.
So go ahead and go to, who wanted to go first? Somebody said they wanted to.
Oh, are these phone calls or are these?
No, these are from a forum.
These are from a forum
Cameron,
call.
You or?
Oh, sure.
I can go first.
What was it called again? E-help me or something?
Not alone.
E-not alone.
Oh, are these real? Like these weren't like, are these your guys' viewers?
No, these are real people. These are real people. This is what we find.
The real people have real problems.
Cool. Real therapy.
Let me read you this first question here. And this says, is it strange that I enjoyed this? Summer 2001 was one of the best summers of my life. I had finished my sophomore year of high school and was finally going to be an upperclassman, getting all that closer to graduating and going to college, and took driver's ed. You all know I loathed being a kid / teenager.
Of course.
I finally felt like I was truly growing up. Plus, the weather that summer was perfect. Not hot and humid, but gorgeous. Of course... we all know what happened that September. I'll never forget it. None of us will. As my forum title implies, when 9/11 happened, I actually, enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I knew that a catastrophic event like that comes once in a lifetime. Mm-hmm. I just loved the fact that I knew that I was going to be able to tell people that I was around when it happened, like JFK's assassination.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, I took a photo of the TV set that day.
Naturally. Wait, hold on.
That's really funny.
I also saw Janet Jackson's infamous wardrobe malfunction live at my first college.
I remember that.
My first college. I leaned over to my friend Nadia and asked, they allowed to show that? Again,
this guy
sounds
awesome.
I can't help but enjoy the fact that I'm able to say, I remember that and I saw it when it actually happened. Is it strange that I enjoyed those events and was not exactly horrified or heartbroken? Remember my reasons. Also remember this all happened before it was found out. That I'm autistic. Thank you for reading and for feedback. I appreciate it. Heart.
I do like the idea of watching the wardrobe malfunction and being horrified.
Here's the thing. We all want to be a part of something,
yeah.
Even if that's something is 9/11.
Yeah, that's of course. True.
So I think that that's really just what. So is it strange? He's
so
just,
somebody
you
called
know.
You and said this word for word. They said, I enjoyed 9/11, and more so than that, if you think that makes me sick, I enjoyed a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah.
So you would say it's all good, man.
Well, it's. I think it is indicative of a desire to just be a part of something. So for this guy,
it's really beautiful more than anything.
You know, yeah, it is. Well, if I were him, instead of I would like join a sewing club or something instead of watching YouTube videos of 9/11 all the time.
You could find some friends in that comment section though.
I bet there are like 9/11 truth form people who just love the scene.
People don't care, but they show up
to the meetings and whatever, and they're just making friends. That's what it's really about. It did actually
launch a lot of community in a way.
It really did. And when you see like the like people wearing like the like or they have the bumper sticker on their car, you're like,
I liked 9/11.
This is a different guy from a truther. I've never heard of a 9/11 truther, but
I just liked her. Enjoy her. Goes around when it happened.
Yeah,
a 9/11 liker.
Like a liker.
Yeah, are you a truther or a liker?
I wonder how often he looks at that photo that he took of the TV set.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably that phone background. Every day he's like, dude, I can't do this.
To take it on like a disposable camera or something back then. Mm-hmm. Or, no, they had digital cameras
It's in a frame and it says memories on it.
Yeah. I'm just imagining taking it with a Polaroid though.
True.
Do you think it was a selfie?
Yeah. Could have been. It might have been
a selfie.
The thing is about a Polaroid, you don't have to put the fucking date on it. Everyone knows what it was.
I do like the idea that it has the date at the bottom of the Polaroid.
Yeah. What the hell? What's this for? Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh,
looking at the back to figure it out.
I see now.
Okay, this next one, this is kind of a back and forth with this guy. This is the question, why did only that girl say bye?
Wow.
And this is from Abinash. Abinash says, 5 days ago, I had a training for a batch of 49 students. After the class, only one girl out of 10 girls said bye while leaving the classroom. Why that girl only? What is the difference between other 9 girls and this one?
Wow.
Oh, no, he was counting.
So then Bolton Run says, I used to teach training classes every day. Very seldom did anyone say goodbye. I also didn't keep track of how many male students said goodbye and how many didn't. Why are you hyper-focused on the women at your workplace? Are you hoping to find a wife or girlfriend at work? To which Abinash replies with this picture. And no caption. Or just says, tell me why. And a big picture of a red bird. Yeah. For no reason.
And maybe a sun. That looks like some kind of
maybe
sun.
Maybe that is
a
phoenix.
And then Abinash replies again and says, I find girls' actions are not normal. I feel they are always in a tight situations.
Okay, Abinash, now you're talking.
Bolton Run replies again and says, and you know this how? Is this something girls have told you? And Abinash says, no, the way they do things, they try to decorate themselves more.
That's true. They wear stuff on them.
And now Abinash answers his own question here. He says, I am thinking she is brave because she did something what other didn't. Thank you, everyone, for the replies.
Wow.
I'm glad he answered himself.
Yeah, so he doesn't even need you on this one, Lyle. Yeah.
No, I don't know exactly what he is asking.
He's talking clear as day.
Well, he has another question that he actually didn't get an answer for, so you might get helpful.
Yeah.
This is his second question. What is this DP image signifies?
Oh, okay.
And this is the image
DP.
He posts. It's a puppy lying on the ground, and he said, what would be the psychology or current state of mind of the human who has this image in his or her profile?
Oh, he's calling somebody out.
Yeah.
What
would be the psychology or current state of mind
of someone who has a puppy in their profile?
Yeah, someone who has a DP picture of a puppy.
I would say they would be in a dog-ish state of...
Dog picture, DP.
They're loafing around.
That makes more sense.
That's that too.
DP, yes.
Did anyone answer him on this?
Someone said it just means they like puppies.
Yeah, I think there's really nowhere else to
go. Could mean
they
are a dog.
Yeah, it could be a dog who has a computer.
All right, I have this one. This next one is not a question, but it's from the same forum. It says, for the girl who's been dissed, revision to Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive.
Oh.
And Patrick, I need you to sing this.
Okay, all right.
Because you have the singing voice.
I have
a
singing voice.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. When you said you had 10 inches, Lord, I almost died.
But I'd spent so many nights just waiting for a man that long that I grew strong. And I...
This is long.
You don't have to sing it all.
And I knew that I could take you on. But there you are.
What?
Another life. I was ready for a Big Mac, but you brought me a French fry.
Okay.
I should have known that it was bullshit, just a sad, pathetic dream. Should I have known there was no anaconda lurking in those... What is... This is on a therapy website?
Just do the on the chorus.
Okay. I will survive. I will survive because as long as I have batteries, my sex life's going to thrive. I will always have good sex with a handful of latex. I will survive. I will survive. Hey, hey.
So there's a lot of lyrics to this
there
song.
There is a lot of lyrics. This is...
They did a song that someone wrote on the therapy.
They owled out. They weirded out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now here's the reply to this. This is from Random Advisor says, LOL, LOL, LOL. Oh, God, that's brilliant. Very funny. I'd laugh harder if I didn't have a French fry myself.
Isn't it so awesome that there just exists a place for these people to just find each other?
That's why we love looking at stuff like this.
Yeah. I mean, this forum's been around for like 20 years. All the stuff I found was old
it's
as
all
fuck.
Old, yeah. This next one, this is the last one I have, and this one's from 2004. I am 26 M and passing through a problem. I suffer from flatulence and have to fart frequently.
Oh,
I have to fart 50 to 60 times daily, and that it is quite loud but rarely stinky. It's very embarrassing, but I cannot help it. Strict dieting and exercise didn't help, nor the medicines. Medicines cause side effects. So what should I do to get rid of this problem? And then this person replies and
says... Nemo, by the way.
Yeah.
Try not farting loudly.
This person says, try not farting loudly. It's straining, and I have been told since I started farting for fun that it causes more of the same problems. Try to find a sit-up style exercise to help. It only needs to be light duty, and don't push poos out. Let the internal muscles do the work and answer the call of nature as soon as you can.
I have a deep respect for this guy for farting for fun, because if you take the shame out of it and you're just like, this is going to be like my
hobby.
That shit's
funny, man.
I'm
going
to do it for fun.
Yeah. It's fun. It is fun to fart.
I'm done farting for my boss. I'm done farting for company time. It's time to fart for fun.
It's like a little prank to other people, too. They have to smell it, and it's bad, and you kind of get them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pat did it earlier.
I did. We all
had to sit somewhere, and then he farted, and then I walked over. And honestly, guys, the fart—it didn't smell that bad to me.
I didn't smell it.
It's because I just let it out.
You just let it because there was no stress.
Mm-hmm.
A paid fart smells worse than a fun one.
That's true as fuck.
A leisure fart.
A leisurely fart.
Have you guys ever like eaten so badly one particular day that your farts smell like someone else's farts?
Yes.
If I eat really badly, my farts smell sweet.
Huh.
And I think that this is a sign of some kind of deathly disease.
I feel that way. Sometimes if I've eaten really terribly and I wake up the next morning, I'm doing dishes or something and I fart, sometimes I feel like a blanket has been laid over my head.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't escape.
Just like a
blanket
created
of stink.
An atmosphere. Just
Not even a blanket of stink, like a blanket of hair.
Ah.
Is sitting on you?
Just like,
that's, I think, worse.
Yeah. Just like walking out of a spaceship onto a swamp planet.
And just the humidity hitting you.
Luke Skywalker crash landing on Dagobah.
Getting off a plane in Florida and you just came from Colorado.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh my God.
Or when you're trying to turn on the stove burner and it takes a second and it goes, and you really smell like gas for a second.
Yeah, last night there was this like weird like Con Ed letter that we got, and it was supposed to show you, it was like scratch and sniff, and it was supposed to show, yeah, it was like
supposed to show you what natural gas,
it's supposed
like
to show you what natural gas smells like. And my girlfriend came up to me with it and was like, smell this. And I went, oh, why does that paper smell so good?
I had no idea
it was supposed to be a natural gas
something
thing.
By the way, an additive designed specifically to be unpleasant
to be
humans.
Yeah.
I sniffed, I took a huge whiff of that thing, and I was like, oh my God, was that a perfume sample? That's amazing. I love that smell.
All right, are you done with your slides?
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, all right, let's go to Caleb's.
Yeah, let's go to mine. I have my stuff is all kind of older stuff, from a different time. This is Girls Are Attracted to, quote, G's by Rip Dime. It seems so strange, and I'm sure to people older, how idiotic my generation is. Not in the sense that our IQs is indeed lower than they've ever been, but in how fickle our fads and attractions are. However, I think it's safe to say the stupidity of my generation has reached its point of no return. Yet as much as you can say I'm just an angsty teen or whatever you will, there is one thing I can't ignore. It seems that girls are only really attracted to what is called a G.
or simply a gangsta. No matter how you look or what your personality is, a gangsta seems to get all the girls or is considered cool. Why? How is wearing all white, being practically bald, and swearing in horrible English while disrespecting women attractive? Why is it that when you be yourself, you are deemed or you are demeaned, and yet when you conform to the standard and normality, you are considered a god? Where is justice
so,
in this
so,
world?
But right before you were mentioned that you were kicked out of school.
I was a G.
You were
up.
A G. Was this is this accurate?
This is
when you
just
were a G?
Basically this is the era I was a G. I used to dress. I mean, I was bald, still bald. I had no hair. I would speak in horrible cussing type of words.
And you had to pry the pussy off you.
I was 10 or 12. I had to punch women. All just get out of here. They were trying to just marry me all day and night, man. It was really horrible. Next slide, please. And he got some responses here. This guy says, 20 years ago, it was metalheads. 50 years ago, it was greasers. Now, now it's gangsters. In 10 years, it'll be hackers.
That's sick. That's
an incredible
awesome.
Wait, yeah. That's 2017, great. Do you think it was hackers?
Oh, fuck my God, the year Mr. Robot came out.
Oh, fuck damn. Me, man.
Wait, who's like, I'm trying to think of maybe the character from like a movie or a TV, like who's a hacker that's like a hot. Cool.
Johnny Lee Miller and Hackers.
I yeah. mean, if this Angelina person had Jolie said, imagine well. If this true person said, in 10 years, it'll be hipsters.
It, yeah. Then that would be a Nostradamus yeah. type yeah. of thing. Every generation has its own version of a bad boy, and most women want them at some point in their lives. I went through it very shortly in my early teens and had grown out of it by the time I left my parents' house and started dating good men. So she used to like greasers, metalheads, gangsters, and I bet right now...
Is she dating a
she's
hacker?
She's dating a
I
hacker.
Bet she is.
Yeah. I put my money on it.
What's next, guys? What's 10 years from now?
Past hackers?
Ooh.
10 years from now.
10 years from now? So we have hackers right now. They hack everything lasts 10 years. Yeah. So until 2027, we will have hackers.
Okay. Yeah.
And then what comes after that?
One of these days, furries should have their day in the
furries,
sun.
Furries, yeah. Very, very
as the
possible.
Kind of tough guy, bad boy image.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they got that scary wolf.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, the wolf guys.
Usually the wolf guys are really
scary. I think next might be demons.
A demon with horns.
Daedric.
Daedric
type people.
Yeah. With split
orcs,
tongues.
Street magicians.
Street magicians. We already had that, though.
Robots.
Yeah. When the Carbonaro effect dropped,
yeah,
that
exactly.
was kind of
that was
kind of
the era of
magicians.
The street magicians. All right, go next for me. Wait until you get older and all the G's are working at Taco Bell or McDonald's. Stick with your studies and make the money. You will get all the girls when you are older. F the G's.
Whoa.
He's saying the G's should get F'd.
Yeah. Right in the A.
I don't know about all that. Yeah. I wouldn't go that far because G's are, you don't want to mess
seems
with
like
guys.
The issue, the G's are already getting F'd too much.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. They probably like
over
getting
the
F'd.
Other G's. The geeks. Yeah.
The G's are effing G's, girls. And the G's, the geeks. Well, this is tough. The G's hate the G's, the geeks, but they like the other G's, the girls.
G's, but G's and G's both like F's, females.
Yes.
But F's are effing G's.
Yes. Mm. But not the
G.
So, all right. We got to think of something else.
Okay. What about instead G's. Of G, D's for dorks, maybe?
But D's and G's are different.
Yeah.
Hey. Maybe they're talking about geckos.
Oh
my
they
God.
They could be talking about geckos. You
well,
think
then
that's
that means
coming up?
That's. Well, then he's saying F you.
Oh, yeah. You don't want that to be true.
Yeah.
Well, F you. Well, you're a G too, Ghost 69.
Oh my God.
You're a ghost.
Oh, maybe they're saying
you're saying
F
yourself.
Ghost.
F the ghost.
Fuck
F ghost, the geckos.
By the way, fuck ghosts. They're scary as shit.
The end of a work email. Yeah, I'll have that.
By the way,
by
if
the
a
way,
ghost is reading this.
Also,
if there's a ghost reading this damn email.
Ghost 69 is a sick username.
That oh, yeah. Badass. You couldn't get that these days.
No.
All right, next for me.
No, because he's got it.
Wait, that's 33.3.
The homeboy question. So this is a really important one.
Uh-huh.
In order to be someone's homeboy, you have to have known them since you were children. True or false?
It doesn't make sense with the word a boy from your home.
Homeboy.
Yeah.
So I didn't even think about this, and this is a therapy question that's old as time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every
the homeboy question.
Is this my
the
homeboy?
The homeboy paradox.
The homeboy conundrum. Mm.
But there's some answers here. Go next. Some people are saying, good question. And then he took some time to think of the answer. Good question. I've always thought it was a best friend or good friend. Just a friend, really. It depends. And then the truth in the form of hip-hop says, since I have a reputation of being a gangsta and stuff, no homeboy is someone you truly have love for. Example, oh, who, him? Yeah, he's my homeboy. We hold each other down in war.
I really hope this guy didn't read the last post. Because he would have been staunchly offended.
He would have been really mad. Any more from the streets God. Questions? PM me.
There's literally something so intoxicating and titillating to me about me imagining two gangsters holding each other down.
Just two G's in war.
And going at it.
Oh, God. That
going to war
amazing.
On each other.
All right, next slide. I have noticed this too. Oh, wait, sorry. This was in the beginning. You know, I'll skip this one. Go to the next one. Oh, wait, no, that's Rip Dime again. So he said he made another post here. It's hopeless. I think I just realized something today. No matter what I do, I just cannot get a girlfriend. While this may seem nothing to worry about, as some people say, when I'm 17, I know that I should have one. Yes, as egotistical as this may sound, from what I've heard from every social event or from my observations, is that I look very good, and apparently girls find me cute and attractive.
Why did he put apparently in quotes? Where did he hear that?
Apparently.
Girls find me cute and attractive. Next slide. He gets some... Oh, this guy.
Whoa. I've been doing it.
Wait, go back to I've been doing it. So this is this guy's Shadow Cat, okay? So I just want to set up that Rip Dime is having a really bad time. He's having a hard time senior year of high school. This is tough for a lot of people. And Rip Dime, Shadow Cat says, I've been doing it. Okay, next slide. This is the body. He says, lately, I've been on sites like Link Remove, whatever, and I've been getting tips on how to approach women, how to dress, how to act, what to do if you're nervous, this and that, etc., and I've tried to put into action. Everywhere I go, I try to say hi or at least smile at a girl. I've gotten rude responses and just a hi, in one case, a little conversation. But I still feel like I'm getting nowhere. I'm still in the hi barrier and seem not to get out from it. It seems there are so many things these sites tell you to do and what not to do that you forget easily. Is there simpler ways to approach girls than following up on all these rules of the game? I know it's good tips, but I can't remember all that bleep when I talk to a girl.
He's studying these websites on how to pick up girls, and he's failing to pick up girls, and he's blaming it on, like, yeah, the stuff they say is too hard to remember. I just forget it all.
Is there any way that I could just remember this crap? Yeah. And next slide, here an old friend pops in. Rip Dime says, can you please talk in English? You know talking in gangsta isn't going to impress anyone here. In fact, it just makes people annoyed, so please just talk normally.
Yeah.
This guy hates gangsta speak more than anybody.
Yeah. Anti-gangsta.
And the Shadow Cat says, first off, I ain't no thug. Second, how am I typing gangsta? Define the term typing gangsta. And no, I ain't here to impress nobody, okay? I got my own set of problems and goals, and I come to this site to get ideas and information on how to do things. If I were to impress someone, I would come here as a cocky mofo, not needing any help telling everyone how many chicks I get at night. By the way, this ain't a spelling bee. It's the net. Freedom of speech. If it was an English test, I'd care. Since it's not, I don't.
Damn.
And that's a bomb drop.
That is gangsta, though. Yeah, you have to admit that.
He's not trying.
You know how gangsta he is? He's gangsta without even trying.
Exactly. And this guy tested him. All right. And next slide. I think this might be my last one. This guy just says, dude, I need crazy help, man. I'm a 13-year-old snowboarder, and I dress like a gangsta because I am one. But girls don't go for me, so I've tried changing my wardrobe. I'm kind of chubby, but girls hate me, and I don't have a life. I like this one girl, but she probably doesn't even like me back. Dude, I need help. So we can help this kid.
Yeah.
So first of all,
no snowboarding.
You need to choose one. Either be the snowboarder or be the gangsta.
Mm. This is a 33-year-old man now.
He's very old now. And he's still stuck in this in-between.
He's
no
never got the answer to this question.
He's never got his
He's decrepit. He looks disgusting. Mm. And he's still half... He's snowboarder from the waist down, gangsta from the waist up.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is a problem that a lot of young men in this country are having.
Yeah. It's kind of a...
People are there wearing snow pants.
Exactly.
And a big chain on top.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm ready to diagnose the problem. I think it's 100%. I think it is the snow pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to stop wearing those to school, buddy.
Uh-huh. You're too warm. You're sweating. Everyone thinks you're crazy because you're covered in sweat from these snow pants.
All right, Pat, do your sleds.
All right. I guess I'll just read them off my phone right here. We don't all have to see them, you know?
What is this website one more time?
E not alone.
Are people still posting on this after 20 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, I forgot the name of the website, so I just turned to Quora.
We love
and
Quora.
I said there was a lot of interesting thoughts and questions that I was finding on there. What can eating onions do to help your mental health? Any particular preparation that's healthier? Have you experimented with this at all as onions as kind of a mental health?
Have you ever told anyone who calls in, like, just try maybe an onion?
Yeah. Boil an onion, eat the whole thing raw or?
Boiled.
Boiled.
Raw, boiled.
They do have, well, they do actually help because they make you cry and that lets you just get it all out.
Get it all out. Right. You get to kind of,
Eating the onion make you cry because your teeth are working as tiny little blades to open up the onion.
If you had a nose in your and eyes in
if
your mouth.
You had a nose on your face, maybe. But
yeah. But so far, no.
But I'm not sure.
All right. Well, we're glad we got that one answered.
I hope
this
there's
next
not a
one.
Shrek joke in this.
Oh, I don't think there was no answer to this.
Oh, there was. Oh, nobody, I thought there was an answer.
Nobody answered.
This person has died.
Yeah, they died because they couldn't.
No onions.
Yeah, their mental health, their brain exploded on itself. This next question, though, this is more of a somebody needs advice.
Okay.
I have a crush on my therapist, and I want to get him to act unethically with me. I don't care about healing. I just want to go to therapy because I like him. Why do I want him to fail so bad? And there was one answer for this from Nicola Sloboda, and they said seducing a therapist is harder than, say, seducing Brad Pitt. You might have a better chance at that.
Oh, well, then just try that.
Is, I guess, maybe
has
try
anyone
that
ever tried and called to try to seduce you?
Has anyone called and tried to seduce me?
Yeah.
I guess not that.
And also,
I
what's the number again?
I'm going to be getting a call for, yeah, it sounds a little bit, hello, like you late at night.
My name is
Calabina.
My name is the phone.
I'm the phone calling right now. This is just the phone.
You're getting a call from another phone.
All calls are from another.
That's true.
Phone. Exactly. How come we don't talk to these phones that often?
Yeah. Well, you can talk to your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if there's true technology,
well,
now that allows it.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah. This next one is a very, this is a question I needed answered, okay, as well.
Oh, you made this
No,
question?
I didn't make this, but once I read it, I was like, right. I also need this answer.
Okay.
Is Daniel Tosh a sociopath?
Yes.
Which,
yeah,
one?
Gotta be.
Tyler Trout said, sigh. No, Daniel Tosh is not a sociopath. What you're referring to is just a style of comedy known as dark humor.
A lot of these people don't realize that it's just dark humor, man. Mm.
Yeah, but what a lot of people, to dark humor fans, don't realize it literally poisons your brain. Yeah.
Well, I used to traffic in dark humor until I realized it was turning me dark.
Exactly, bro. Let me tell you. I used to basically consume as much dark humor as I could from YouTube, iFunny, Reddit, Facebook, wherever I could get it. And now my dark humor brain, it's working. It's turned dark in there. I'm walking down the street. I see a sewer grate, a manhole cover. I think, wouldn't it be so fucking funny if a homeless guy fell down there?
Exactly.
What's wrong with me?
Because of dark humor.
Well, because dark humor made me think of that.
Poisoning
the
well.
You know what? I learned actually when I was doing my own research. You've grown something in your brain called the Jezelnik's lump.
That's very, very, yeah, dangerous.
That's what happens when you do dark humor.
So yeah, what seems, dude, to be the problem today, sir? Doctor walking about. Basically, I think babies are, yeah, gay.
Well, yeah, I went to my friend's birthday party and I said 1 year closer to death.
Yeah. We need to do surgery immediately on your brain. You have a lump.
Have you guys listened to his podcast at all?
Anthony Jeselnik, what does he say?
Oh, no, the Daniel Tosh one.
Oh, no, I hear it's good.
I also hear it's good. This next question is a question about therapists. What if your tea accidentally vomited or farted in therapy?
Oh, your tea. Therapist.
Which, Stop
T's
Dog.
And G's.
Stop Dog said, and I'm wondering if Stop Dog is more of a command than, right, a username, because said, I would handle it like in any other situation. I'm an adult, and I don't think about these sorts of things in general and don't worry about them at all.
This guy rocks.
Good advice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Stop thinking about
this
that.
This guy only has
exactly
one way to handle it.
This guy's authoritative. That's how I answer every single question when I'm in a bad mood. Something,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. I would do the same thing
I
always
do. I would
do
nothing. It doesn't, yeah, matter.
I'm grown. Yeah. I don't need to think about that.
I'm an adult. I'll figure it out when it happens.
Yeah.
Well, it's is he like turning around and doing it like in your face, or is it just kind of a?
He's turning around and farting in your face.
Yeah. I would do something about that.
Yeah.
That's how
I'd say, hey,
I would say something.
Knock no, no.
If he just farted,
talking about my mom dying, and he's like,
if he had to fart and went over and did it in my lap, I'd be
know
like,
if,
okay,
if your therapist was sitting in the chair and he just let a gigantic fart rip while you were talking, you know he would try and play it off and be like, well. And you'd be like, dude, it smells bad. Why'd you fart? And he'd be like, well, how does it make you feel that I just farted in the middle of you?
Or he'd be like, so what do you think about that? And he'd be like, well, I really think you need... And try to mask it by yelling. Yeah, 40-second cough. You can hear the fart under the cough. So loudly.
God, it's so funny to imagine you're opening up to your therapist and he just goes... It's in the middle of it. It just stone faces through. It doesn't even say, oh my God, I'm sorry. Just
no apology. Just looks at you.
Continue.
Yeah. And then this last one. Are we bad friends for going to the gym yesterday without our personal trainer? We went with my roommate instead. For reference, my roommate is named Noah.
Wait. Wait, your roommate is named Noah.
And we went
this
to
is kinda wholesome.
The gym yesterday without me. Without you.
I think maybe someone has a similar
it can't
thing.
Be a
they
coincidence.
Needed
it's not
an
a coincidence.
Needed.
Exactly the situation,
the same
that, happened
situation
yesterday.
That happened yesterday. Mm. You went to the gym without me.
Well, hypothetically,
he went to the gym without us.
Hypothetically speaking, would first. We be bad friends for not going with our personal trainer
okay. yeah, what do you
to
think
the
about
gym?
This?
And for reference, our roommate, my roommate, someone, their roommate is named Noah.
They're afraid that they're going to hurt their personal trainer's feelings?
Yes, they're going to hurt their feelings by maybe making the schedule not sync up anymore.
Right. Or just having more fun with this Noah character. Mm-hmm.
Maybe Noah took us to Wendy's, took them
we
to Wendy's
gotta,
after.
Yeah, we, they... Some
well, that's the thing. Noah's
going to
be more fun,
together.
But he's not going to get your glutes right.
Mm, that's an interesting theory. Right.
Well, what if he did taught,
what if he taught us
how
about,
to use the delt pull down or
the, yeah,
the
delt pull down
or whatever it's called that he taught did a great job of teaching everything.
Did a very good
of.
Job
but
teaching
Noah
it.
Noah sounds
and
like he
also,
has nice broad shoulders.
Mm. But what if the
if
other,
that was my roommate, Noah? That in this hypothetical,
oh, I know how we can describe this better. What if the roommate Noah had long, beautiful, womanly hair, but mm-hmm. the personal trainer was bald
yeah.
as a baby?
Bald like
would
a
would that make
bald
any difference?
Don't answer that one. Don't answer that
or
question.
Maybe and maybe Noah taught us that you can eat as much Wendy's as
and
you
taught
want.
Taught us a Wendy's hack.
You can eat 2,500 calories of Wendy's because it's called
the Wendy's
gains.
Hack was to eat a lot of Wendy's.
Yeah. And he said you can get 2 Frosties for free.
So, okay, just answer this. What's better, bald or hair?
I would listen to Noah's health and fitness podcast. Okay, like he has like an Andrew Huberman style podcast where he talks about
the benefits of Wendy's.
The benefits of Wendy's Frosties.
2,500 calories of Wendy's.
Yeah.
Him talking directly to the camera. Yeah. You need to wake up, you look in the sun, and then you eat Wendy's. Yeah. That's pretty much just
that
do
actually
that.
Does sound healthy.
And then just
does sound
right
like
back
a good day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Lyle, thank you so much for being on here.
Thanks for having me.
Therapy
I hope I
get go.
You know,
yeah, what
said
you,
words.
Plug, you plug, to plug.
Yo, yeah. Oh, sure, man. I'm going on tour to 36 different cities around
Jesus
the
Christ.
Holy crap.
Country. Wow. Well, only 20 are out. Yeah, no, it's a lot. Well, I'm going on tour, therapygeckotour.com, and I also have a podcast. It's called Therapy Gecko, and you can find it on Spotify and Apple.
And check out this Vice stuff. Documentary, perhaps? Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. don't watch that. Don't
it's
watch
a complete
that.
Smear job. Don't watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't watch yep. that. But yeah, both. go listen to the podcast. It's fun.
And right. check out Factor Meals, yeah. y'all.
Yeah. And we actually have a plug, too, today. Which is that we are doing a Q&A for this play.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yes. So Job the Play.
York, Job the Play.
Come to Job the Play on February
1st or 2nd.
It's the I'll first, check. I think.
It's the first?
I think it's the first.
And
he said it's the first.
Well, mm-hmm. it will be the play, and then we're doing a Q&A after.
We will be
know
asking questions
real,
about
it's
the play.
Real. If you want to know what it means, I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to find out when we get there.
We're going to watch this play. And
yeah,
then
February 1st.
Yeah.
That's a Thursday, I think. So come out to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, come and see us ask questions about this
there
play.
There should be a link on our Instagram.
With the guy Frank from Succession's on
Frank's
the play.
From
yes.
Succession.
And so I really hope I get to talk to him.
I would like
him.
To meet mm. him and talk to him about his character.
I
want to
ask him plenty
what
of
his
cues,
motivations were.
And I really want A's from him.
Mm. Yeah, I want to see his A.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thank you guys.
Also, I want to plug, I got a haircut.
The haircut looks really nice. Wait,
take out the headphones off. Do
it's my dad's haircut.
It's down. Really good. You did a good job this time. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, guys.
Right, bye-bye.
I want to be the Julia. What's her name? Julia
Assange.
I want to be the Julia Childs
Julia,
fellow at the
Julia
Recipe
Assange,
Institute.
Julia Assange. She's leaking recipes. She's She's leaking recipes that we're not supposed to see the public eye.
Soup from above.
Yeah. Oh.
That's dude. They're working on Trifusion. It's a secret Trifusion.
Yeah.
But maybe they could do something beyond food.
With the third fusion. The third thing is not food. Like being like, oh, like
more of a concept.
Maybe it's
punk
drinks.
Culture.
Oh my God.
Yes, man.
They kind of do that here.
No, yeah. They do everything in this fucking
yeah,
stupid
it's
thing.
Pretty easy
I
to
saw
find.
I saw
you go to a
ad.
Bar, you go to a punk bar, and they're like, oh, we have a vegan Korean fried chicken
I got an
sandwich.
Ad on my
we
Instagram
have dumplings
this morning.
Yeah. And piercings.
Yep.
They put little Bonito flakes on the
yeah,
top.
Yeah, yeah.
This is actually a good idea.
I got an ad for a Jim today on Instagram.
I'm sorry.
No, this is Fusion that I'm watching.
I guarantee that there's already a restaurant in New York called Punk Rock Dumplings.
Wait, there's a place. There's a vegan place called like Fuck You Burger or no. Like Stinky Slit Burger.
There's
or
not
something.
A Stinky Slit
fuck
Burger.
You, Stinky Slit Burger.
Fuck You Stinky Slit there Burger. Is
no, fuck
no,
you.
It's called.
Search it in quotes. Search in Punk Rock
no,
Dumplings.
No, it's somewhere
in
like Greenpoint or some. Or no, in like Fort Greene, they have like a. I've been to it before. I haven't been into
it's
it.
It's not
but
called
I've
Fuck You Slit.
It's called Slut.
Fuck Your Slit.
Fuck Your Slit
egg
Burger.
Slut? No.
No, it's not Egg Slit. It's Stink Slut, stink slut Burger.
It's not Stinky
and
Slut
all
Burger.
The, everything on the menu is called like the Fuck You Burger.
Is it? Did you go to Dick's Last Resort?
No. No. They don't cuss there.
Yeah, they do.
See, that's a fusion where not the fusion where is go. Rudeness.
Yeah.
True.
And
food and rudeness.
Disrespect.
Food and rudeness.
Fruit.
We're the first Fruit. People to mix food and rude.
Fruit. Yeah. Well, Dick's Last Resort.
It's
did
more
it
of
first.
A food yeah.
this is
rudeness
like restaurant
fusion.
And rudeness fusion.
Yeah.